Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
This is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm producer Bill. How's it going?
Good. I'm good, Bill. I'm good. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us in advance. Don't forget to head to howtokillanhour.com/news and you can join our newsletter and stay one step ahead of everything that's going on in the How to Kill an Hour world. Billy, first bit of the show, we usually talk about how we have been killing time with Killabit. I've got fucking loads of stuff again. Been doing loads, Bill. Keeping us on our toes over here, Billy. Shall we talk about a car first?
Many hours have been killed, yes. I've seen the video. It looks good. I think you guys will enjoy it.
It's another visual one, isn't it? We've got another video for this, so you can click the link in the show description to see it. It's really interesting that in a world where there's a lot of technology in cars, it's always exciting to see how they integrate that into a sporty car. Because I've realised, because I'm not a petrol head, I'm the first to say that, that a big thing about car love is about that kind of gritty, that kind of like, yeah, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like the actual vibration of the vehicle, the rumbling of an engine, taking off, going through a tunnel. So, you know, Toyota hit us up and we're like, yo, do you want to drive a car? And I was like, yeah, man, I'll have one of those hydrogen techie ones that you put hydrogen in and water comes out of it instead of fumes. And they were like, yeah, hold on. How about you drive this G86 Blue Edition? And I was like, yeah, man, cool, whatever, let's do this. And quickly Googled what a G86 was. GT86.
I was about to say.
Sorry, GT86. And we really got to experience something that was very, gave me a very different opinion on sports cars and kind of has helped me fall in love with the coupe and the sports
coupe,
and the GT kind of section of cars. And the club versions of the Toyota GT86 focus on its style and performance. And with this Blue Edition, you actually get a performance pack, which I think it gives you some slightly different suspension. You've got the wing on the back as well. Is it spoiler, Bill? There you go.
That's what I see. Yeah, yeah. Well, so there you go. Corrected yourself,
well,
man's
down with it.
Well, and I'm not even a car here.
There we go. All levers, a decent sound system. And yeah, it's just more of a focused drive. Now, when the first thing I noticed when I got in this, and I've been, like I said to Billy in the last episode, we've got a lot of car stuff coming up this month now. And we've been in a lot of spaceships. Like, a lot of the cars you get in are like, you know, automatic this will turn this. Big centered screen, like, you know, that takes up the whole car. It's kind of been like, yeah, man, it's kind of spaceshipy, is kind of the way to put it, especially when you're in the SUV kind of type of vehicles. But this, I feel like they stripped this back as far as they could without kind of just saying, no, fuck this, you don't need tech. Because obviously, you can still plug in your iPhone, still use a Toyota sound system. I think John Bentley spoke about it the episode before last.
Previously,
didn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, at the end of the day, I got in this 2 liter, 6 speed, 130 or 140 mile top speed car. All of these specs were great. I was like, yeah, cool, got in it. And you know what? Nothing was nicer than just putting your foot down and hearing the engine roar. It made such a beautiful sound, and it was a real head turner in a way that I didn't feel like, you know, you get that kid that kind of soups up his car and pulls into a parking lot and like wants to like get noticed and everyone's like, dickhead. Yeah,
he's usually a Corsa or a Saxo,
guilty as charged. this was the kind of vehicle where there were a couple of cardboards, where we actually shot the review of the car, which you can see, a couple of cardboards came over and were like, oh, is that a GT86 Blue Edition? I was like, yeah. And they were like, it's a really nice car. It's a really nice drive. It's not too overstated. It doesn't try and be too much. And it just does its fucking job. Now, a funny fact about this, before I move on, because you just got to see the visuals for this car. It's lovely. Before I move on, is apparently, I found out with some Googling on that because of the specs of the car and the tax bracket it dropped into, the road tax bracket, you could actually purchase it as a business car. So I think one of the first years that it came out a few years ago, it was actually business car of the year. Like that. It's not
interesting.
Yeah, the first thing you say isn't business, but I can see why a lot of businessmen would want to drive a car like that.
Want to show off.
Exactly. So Toyota Touch, that's a bit, let's talk about the tech in it. It's a multimedia system. You hop in, plug your phone in, and it literally can use your phone's Wi-Fi through Bluetooth to connect and stay updated across traffic when you're using the in-car navigation. And also, I will say, just it was really easy just to, this is something that isn't easy in every single vehicle, just to flick over to like my phone's output for sound or flip over to the radio, just a nice little input button on the steering wheel. So funny how loads of cars don't have that, you know, just at the touch of a finger. Get me? But yeah, sporty car, Billy. For a week, man, I was doing it, bruv.
Solid effort.
I was bronzy. Back again. Thank you very much, Toyota. I mean, I'm ready to drive your hydrogen car because I am into tech and saving the world. But if everybody has a hybrid vehicle, hey,
hit us up.
Be a novelty me driving around one of those. But yeah, no, lovely vehicle. And please check the full review, have a look at it, and check out a car that is 30 grand, which I must say is
fairly cheap for a sports car.
That's
what,
very
what
reasonable.
It looks like,
that's
it
very
looks
reasonable.
Like a 60, 70, 80 grand car.
It does look sexy, and you know, it's just got the Sax-tuned suspension, the performance dampers, it's got Brembo brakes. Like, if you're a car person, this thing means a lot to you. Do you know what I mean? You put your foot down, you feel it, it's very responsive. You know, the brakes handle well as well. If you want to take it on the track, you know, you can whip off that traction. You can actually press a track button on the car as well, and you can feel that difference, baby. So yeah, man, like, it's, I think it's very reasonably priced, done very well. And I looked at some other blogs as well, just to kind of see what was the general gist, because I was thinking I'm going to have a totally different opinion to them because I'm not a classic car guy, but they seem to like it for the same reasons as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just an out and out car, no bullshit, just a nice vehicle. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a beautiful vehicle. I like it very, very much so. So when I was invited to go and play Devil May Cry well before its 8th of March drop, I was like, you know what? It'd be rude not to. So I headed over to the Shard, of all places. Went up 34 floors to an executive suite. Looked like it was ready for a boss battle. And headed in to play the game. Maybe the fact that I was at the Shard had something to do with the content in the game. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe you got to watch the video that we put on howtokillanhour.com and you'll find out. Basically got our hands on with the game. For your classic Devil May Cry fans, which we had loads of in the building, they said it had everything that it needed, which is energy, speed, a sick rock and roll soundtrack, mad guns, mad swords, mad punching up people. Yes, please.
Basically, hack and slash fun, which is what I remember Devil May Cry to be. Lots of hacking and slashing, lots of guns, lots of mess.
So you're a Devil May Cry fan then?
I've played it a couple of times. I know what it's like. I haven't played it extensively, but I know what it's like.
Okay, so you've done the hack and slash, you've done the blood and gore, killing these monsters, insane bosses that you get to destroy. Yeah, it's got all of that. Plus, there's a new character called V, who is hands off on a hack and slash. He's hands off, bro.
What? What do you mean by hands off?
So he's hands off. So he is the Devil May Cry Dr. Doolittle. He summons beasts. So he can summon a jaguar or a panther, and he can summon like a crow. And these, instead of like in Devil May Cry hack and slash games, as well. You run up and it's all about getting right in the action, smash up. He actually is a weaker, his character's weaker, so he has to fall back and direct these animals, these spirit animals, to go and fight the other creatures. And it's a very interesting dynamic, because you kind of can set one, like your bird on one animal, your panther on another, and if you hold back enough and manage to avoid getting hit enough, you can actually summon some special moves and summon some special creatures as well, which is a really, some people found it hard to play with, but I actually managed to really enjoy it, man. It was pretty good. It's pretty interesting to kind of take a step back and kind of direct proceedings. You were like an orchestrator orchestrating the death of all of the demons. So that was Devil May Cry 5, man, out on the 8th. Look out for that, bruv. Sound good to you, or does that sound like too much of an oxymoron? Yeah, 8th of March 2019.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. But yeah, but
yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
But the hands-off stuff, though,
it's definitely a different dynamic to what you usually used to. Like just mashing buttons and like I say, blood and gore and that. But obviously, you just stand back and watch other people do it.
It's so funny, like because there were like 20 stations in a room, and everyone was playing with headphones on. You walked in, and all you heard was like on like a million buttons at the same time, like 20 times buttons. You just said. I was like, fucking hell, these lot are mashing up buttons in here. But yeah, check the full video at howtokillanhour.com via the link in the show description. Next thing is Eastgate Hub, Bill. Shout out to the gentlemen that created the Eastgate Hub. Basically, if you want to know more about skateboards that are electric, aka electric skateboards, or as I like to call them, electro boards, you can go to the Eastgate Hub. Isn't it, Bill?
I mean, I'm not clued up on Eastgate Hubs. I mean, we've cut Eastgate Hub, sorry, electric skateboards, we've covered them on the show.
Yep.
But you've been the guy to take the lead on that, and
yeah, boy.
I feel as though if I put it on and I push forward, I'm going to fall off backwards off that thing. So what is it like? What is it riding electric skateboard like? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Tell me all about it.
I will say though, like driving an electric skateboard, you kind of just got to be, you got to be sensible. Like, first things first is some of these things now can go at like 20 miles an hour or 18 miles an hour, yeah.
So if you come off of one of those, you are, for lack of a better term, a fryer tucked.
Yeah, so you're proper fucked. So basically, when I did the video where I'm not wearing the helmet and I'm wearing shorts, we did that in a super empty place at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning during the heat wave.
Come again. Summer. 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's 5 in the morning. It was during a heat wave, and I was like, look, it was during the heat wave last year when the sun was just out, skies were blue. That's the way we managed to find a clear enough space to hit some of the top speeds. After that shoot, I like vowed to never, ever get on a board in shorts again. I didn't fuck up my knees, but I came off once at top speed and like managed to hit grass and just roll forever. It was the longest. You know, you got to break a forward and roll. I felt like I did like a 50 rolls, and I was just like, you know what, like, it's not worth dying over a skateboard. So long story short, wear a crash helmet and wear long clothes. But if you have any questions about electric skateboards, this Eastgate Hub is the spot. It's got like this, it's got the top 3 skateboards that they recommend. It's got all information, plus it's got this interactive little comparison area. It's on the site where you can actually click on different elements of a board and find out what does what on a board, what could suit you. And yeah, man, I really like it. They kind of reached out to us and just asked if we could share it, and we were like, hey, no problem at all, man. So check that out on the How to Kill in our site. If you want my quick recommendation of boards, actually I tried out some off-road boards, which we've got coming up soon. So we've got some visual content for that. So hold tight for an episode where we can talk about that a bit more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Something else that we killed some time with was a Tap wearable keyboard, Billy. Tap wearable keyboard was a little device that you wore on your hand and you typed the air and it typed, bro. I thought this was bullshit.
We had to go. There is a video on the How to Canal website.
Yep.
And have you had a bit more practice with it? Are you finding it a lot easier than you did originally? Originally, when you had to go at it, you got to grips with it quite quickly. I have to admit, it wasn't as mind-blowing, mind-fucking as you would think. Is a lot easier.
It was way more intuitive than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And the amount of work that they must have put into it, Tap must have put in to make sure that it can understand what you're trying to do.
Because you think, amazing. Oh, how am I going to type a sentence with just one or two hands?
Yeah.
Without using a keyboard?
Yeah. It's insane. And I mean, and they only gave me one hand, and you can actually use a whole keyboard with one hand, five fingers, but it's different gestures. But I think I'd prefer to wear a two.
Probably because naturally you've learned how to use a keyboard with both hands. If you'd use a keyboard with one hand this whole time, then maybe you'd be a little bit more natural with just a Tap keyboard with the one with one hand.
I think the only thing that can hold this back and is holding this back is that keyboards are just so
quick
and everyone's used to them, and touch typing is relatively quick to learn, and they haven't developed as much education around these you know, hands-free keyboards like this Tap here. So if they can actually infiltrate like an educational market and kids learn to use it, because don't forget the thumb ring that you put on, basically it's like you put on a knuckle duster with a, you know, of your four fingers and your thumb. The thumb section actually is a mouse as well, so you can move a mouse around and click. If they took that into schools and started teaching you to type like that from when you were like 5 years old, that
would be so quick. Or they could use it for people who are injured or something, or can't use a keyboard,
got one arm, do you know what I mean? So you can only use one hand because you can get a keyboard one hand. It's pretty cool. So yeah, man, I think the future of typing is there for the taking. Are we going to replace every... You know how much we complain as a human race when Apple changed the friggin' Lightning port to what it is now from the old one? Do you know what I mean? Or like when the USB on the MacBook Pro went from normal USB to USB-C. You know everyone complained about that.
And now everyone's got it.
That's a port, bruv. But that's just a port. Remember the complaining. Imagine if they just said, right, the next MacBook Pro, it's just a screen, no keyboard, you get a Tap wearable keyboard as well. People would go insane. We'd get around it and we'd use it, we'd be fine eventually, but it's that whole change thing. So I think if they keep working at it, they'll get there. So that's how I've been killing time, loads of different things that we've actually got our hands on. There's videos pretty much for everything. Check that out, howtokillanhour.com. Billy, actually, you didn't actually believe me when I spoke about this before we pressed record. There's a company that's trying to take over the smart home market. Please tell me the company that you thought it was, that you actually thought it was.
I thought it was Amazon.
You said it with your chest.
Because why not?
You said it with your chest, didn't it? You were like, yeah.
And then
yeah,
when you told me who it is,
You were like, what about Amazon? You were like, what about Amazon? Yeah, they're taking over the smart home market. It's all about that. What about Amazon? I was like, Billy, it's not Amazon.
And if it's got to be Amazon.
If I didn't say it was Amazon, where would you... If I said it wasn't Amazon, where would you have gone next, with your guess?
I would have gone with Apple, obviously.
And if it wasn't Apple, maybe...
Philips, maybe.
There you go. Yeah, cool. IKEA, bro. Trying to dominate the smart home market. Now, IKEA had two... you know what? I've noticed IKEA's been rolling with smart lights for a little while, you know. You can actually get little smart lights in IKEA.
Are they actually any good?
Well, that's the thing. I've not actually purchased them there, but I've seen them and I was like thinking, what needs to go into a smart light, right? It needs to do as you say with whatever phone you're using. That's what they need to crack, right? That's all. That's what makes them easy to work, right? Am I right or wrong? I don't know. Is there something else?
That's right. Yeah.
And obviously, when you hit a switch on the wall, they need to turn off and turn on again, innit? You don't want to be stuck with no phone or, and then your lights are all on in your house and you can't sleep or you can't turn your lights on and you're stumbling around in the dark. Now, IKEA's done loads of little launches over the last few years, but 2019, I think they're trying to really go for it, right? Because they released the Smart Roller Blind.
Okay.
A pair of them, €99. Bargain or what, bro?
I suppose what, 70 quid, 80 quid?
Yeah, a pair. That is IKEA pricing. And that's IKEA smart blinds. Now, if I'm faced with doing a room and making it smart now, and I love Philips Hue, don't get me wrong. The lighting's Philips Hue, and the blinds IKEA, and I have to, and I can't integrate it into my Apple. I don't know if I can if you can integrate Apple stuff into your home, but if IKEA stuff into your Apple Home stuff, which I wouldn't be surprised if you could now. If I knew that IKEA did the blinds, I might go into IKEA, get the blinds, and see the lights right next to them, and go, well, they're all going to work together. Let's do it. Then IKEA could just be like, there's the doorbell with the video camera on it. There's the Malm chair or whatever it is, the Malm bed with the electrical heating on it that you can do smart as well. Bruv, they could weave their way in. Electric sock drawer that opens up for you to put your socks into when you're doing your laundry. Electric sofa bed.
I'm not...
Electric TV rack.
Never with IKEA stuff, it's always missing a screw. So it's probably one of the you've ever one missing. Like,
puts itself together. What?
Now that'd be a thing. You could buy an IKEA bot, right? You bring it home, set it up.
Yes. Yes.
You go IKEA.
Yes.
Build me a suit. Build me a chest of drawers.
Yes. And it starts to what? And it just disassembles other things in your house and starts making it out of it as well. Takes apart a table that you never use. Goes, oh, you don't know how to use this, and it makes it into something. Why or you not? Just leave the pieces in front of it.
Yeah, just leave the pieces in front. Bang. You go to work, come back.
Yeah.
There you go. New chest of drawers. And it's filled up with clothes for you as well.
Oh, that'd be the one. Folding your stuff. So IKEA going for it. All joking aside, if IKEA start really going for these smart blinds that, you know, and obviously, you know, when you connect things to an app now, once the device can go up and down, for example, with a blind, it's not a case of that device being smart. It's a case of just the apps or the hub that works with it being smart. So when it gets dark, the blinds go down. When it gets light, the blinds go up. Do you know what I mean?
But at the same time, I don't think I would be able to trust a company that's built on homeware to move into the technology realm.
Really?
I'd rather trust a company. But then again, you can say about Amazon. Amazon used to be a shop, and now they're doing loads of techie stuff. So you could probably argue for the case that IKEA could probably do it.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that IKEA have enough clout to maybe ask Apple if they could their blinds could go in their store?
Come again? What? You want to sell their blinds in the Apple store?
You can go to the Apple store and buy other things, like, I don't know, Mechamon or...
Yeah, why not? I mean, just stick it in the shop. Why not? See what happens.
DJI drones you can get at the Apple store. So maybe Apple could be in with stuff, man. And I mean, I just think smart blinds from IKEA could be the future of affordable smart homes. Because I've got a friend, he does home development. So he does, he's actually an electrician by trade, but he does development of houses now. They're bigger projects. So you take a shithole of a house, like a middle terrace house in, I don't know, Kent, where Billy lives, and you want it done up, and he'll do the whole lot for you. A big part of that bill is the smart home stuff, because no one really knows how to everyday person doesn't know how to set up a super smart home. Now if IKEA start moving in and making the simple things like blinds, lighting and all that get done, I think that last complex piece of the puzzle is the Nest and the locks. Do you know what I mean? And if IKEA start to get savvy with that as well, could be onto something, bro. You so don't look convinced, do you? No, love.
I'd be more convinced with an Amazon or a Apple.
You had a bad experience with an IKEA, is that what it is?
No, I'm just not feeling it personally. I don't think they'll be able to crack it. I mean, if they do, right, good luck to them. But
fair enough.
I'm more convinced with the Philips and the Apples and
fair enough,
the Amazons.
Fair enough. I'm loving all the smart stuff that's out there, like the smart snap specs that we got our hands on. Video about this on the How to Kill an Hour website as well. The news 2.0s, I was really happy to find out that they could resist water, so you can take them to a beach and a pool party. Could even take photos underwater. You can export like freaking long videos. You can do widescreen videos, white background, black background. It's sick. But what I was really happy about with the snap specs is the new design, the Nikos. They look, they're like your Wayfarer kind of look for glasses. Do you know what I mean?
On first inspection, you don't really, you don't really, you can't really tell that they're Snapchat spectacles either.
Great for getting my
steady.
I do not condone that. But no, they look sick, man, and they do actually still look like snap specs when you look closely, and they've got an LED on them, so when you're filming, people know as well, so you can't be doing no friggin' low key.
Yeah,
filming,
yeah.
Which people worry about, but I think they look really cool, man. I can't wait to wear them more as the sun comes out a little bit more, man. They're doing really well. I think these snap specs could be something that could bring back Snapchat.
Definitely. I mean, instead of like whipping out your phone and using it, you could just tap a button on your double tap on your, yeah, on your glasses, and then bang, yeah, there you go.
There's nothing sorted. Yeah, there's nothing more I love sometimes than just leaving my phone in my pocket. And how good would it just to be to go around, experience, tap it. You know what, I think, should we do a few experiences like when we do days out? Should we just cover it on the snap specs for How to Kill an Hour?
Yeah, just tap it and bang, there you go. Content got.
Tap it and bang.
And it's got
sounds like last episode.
It's got audio as well, so
yeah.
So
yeah,
you'll be able to hear what we're talking about. Yeah.
And it also steadies, it has a gyro in it, so if you move around like your head left and right, you don't get all sick watching it. It kind of steadies it out as well.
Stabilizes the video, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's digital stabilization, but it does its job.
As well, I don't think you can export the footage as a circle as well as a square. So yeah, it's not always as a circle.
Go for the square though, man. Come on, man. No, I like the square better. Just a preference for me. Before we get out of here, I don't know, Bill. I mean, we did get a bit of something from DJI. I don't know if we should save that for the next episode, because the video for that,
awesome,
might not be out just yet. Or it might be...
I'd say let's tease it right now. Say that there's a good thing coming very soon. So keep your eyes and ears out for it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's something that is...
incredibly small but powerful.
I think it could change the world. Like,
I wouldn't
for
go that
people
far,
like us. Yeah,
the world.
It could though. Like, it could change our world. Like, because I'm all about low profile, right?
I thought it meant change the world as in save world hunger.
Couldn't change. Nah. Well, when we find that, we'll dedicate a whole month of episodes to that. I just think, like, form factor is my number one thing when it comes to...
I mean, I agree on that respect. In all seriousness, it will save the world for creators that don't want to carry around big, large, chunky. They just want to go out and then come back again.
Exactly. But what I've found out, even though Billy uses the C word there, which probably made it quite obvious. But like,
oh no,
yeah, I have to beep that out. But what makes it? I think what's important, like with form factor over the last few years, we've lost quality. I'm talking about everything, consoles, visual aids, sound, microphones, whatever. We smaller meant shitter, basically, right? But now, the last 2 years, I think that How to Kill an Hour, we've come across some gems of visual, sound, and computer games. Like, for example, the Nintendo Switch, small form factor, awesome output. Yeah, that was really good as well. So I think moving forward, this is going to be the year where we're going to see some great small stuff, and maybe some bendy iPhones. Yeah, maybe a bendy iPhone, or maybe a bendy
Samsung.
Yeah, well, they're gonna hit us with it at MWC, which I'm not heading to this year, but we've got someone on the ground there that we'll be able to talk to when they come back. But anyway, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Head to the newsletter, howtokillanhour.com/news. We've got some awesome guests coming up. We've got some more great visual content coming up. Plenty of ways to kill time out there. Thank you for killing some time with me. I've been Marcus Bronzy, and you've been
Producer Bill.
Stay blessed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.